Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is an original member of our Brain Trust, original founding member. He's the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay, also Achieving Work-Life Profit Improvement. He's one of the top SCORE volunteers on the planet. He's a model SCORE volunteer. The headquarters looks to him to see how to really do it right. And he's been making us smarter for a long time. Steve Martin, welcome back.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Steve, I know one of the things you've been doing is working hard to help small business owners keep their head above water during this most trying year in my career. I thought 08 and 09 were tough, but this is worse. And, at least in those days, you know, we didn't foreclose from opening our business and customers coming in. And this is a lot tougher. So talk to us. I know you've got some stories you want to tell us. I'm sure you got good, bad, and ugly. Tell us about it. What's the first one?
Well, Jim, I noticed that you listed this as how some organizations are dealing with pandemic. And my original title was Pandemic Resilience, Prosperity, and Closure.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. It really depends on what nature or what sector of the business you're in and whether you're in a location where the government's got you shut down or whatever. But one of the things I've noticed is that those businesses that were better prepared for a disaster of any kind,
mm-hmm.
both physically, financially, and emotionally, have been doing better than those who weren't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it really comes down to something I think you've been talking a lot about, which is the attitude and the approach that people take.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to small business folks on Main Street and on the internet who are just absolutely prospering.
Yeah, some people are.
Because of the right combination of circumstance. Now, it does help if you're in a business that can operate virtually.
Right.
There's no question about it. I know people who are in the garden business, for example, who are just literally blooming.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happened? People have been stuck at home, and they've got to have something to do.
Right.
Now, some states won't allow you to plant corn, but you can get your flowers, and you can grow nicely.
Home
so that's one of the interesting.
Try to find somebody to do a home improvement job now, right?
Oh my gosh, they're
backed up.
Yeah.
They're booked up weeks, months out.
Yeah, materials, supplies, as I think you've pointed out in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Supply chains are disrupted, and of course, people are either busy or they're out of the job market. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the elements of the government
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
situation at this point. But I have people that I've talked to that are providing personal services that are just absolutely slammed. They have more business than they can deal with.
You know, Steve, one of the things we also need to point out, though, is that I completely agree with you. In fact, I've been pointing out something. See, in 2009, I predicted that the people who survived that event, the 08 event, and the lost decade following that for about 8 years, the companies that survived that would wind up being financially stronger. And I believe that going into this pandemic, the small business sector was financially stronger than it had ever been as a sector. Obviously, some businesses better than others. So I think you're right about the financial part. But you also have people who were stronger financially. They had a bright attitude. They were prepared. But they just were in the wrong industry. Or they were in, as you alluded to, the wrong location. And those people got their clocks cleaned. Many of them aren't going to come back, may never come back. And it was absolutely through no fault of their own. They did everything right, and they still may not make it. What do you think? Last thoughts?
No, Jim, it's just absolutely heartbreaking. I've been working with service, customer service kind of businesses.
Restaurants.
In California.
Hospitality.
Restaurants, hair salons.
Yep.
That sort of thing. And I've got one lady who was just weeks from break even, have spent a year trying to start this business up.
Yeah.
And, of course, then the pandemic and the governor just shut them down.
Yeah.
There's just absolutely no way that they can last.
Yeah, when we come back, I'm going to ask Steve if he polled the people he's been helping on what they thought about the shutdown. I'd be curious to know about that, and that'll come up right after the break. It's 20 till. Right back with our good friend Steve Martin, ProfitPro.us. That's his website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.